Now, we've now got on the line a man who says, no, at least two states here, North Queensland and South Queensland, Southeast Queensland, I guess it would be. Jason Costigan is the member for Whitsundays and also the leader of the North Queensland First Party. Jason Costigan, thanks for being on 4BC Drive this afternoon.
Scott, nice to be back with you.
Now, what the, look, I'm not opposed to splitting Queensland. Give me your best shot now, mate. Give me your best shot now.
The big city Liberal coming out in Drive this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, AMO,
something, the more things that become different, something stay the same. Right. And
well, you know what,
I'll say this, Scott, I will say this. Financially, I don't care what anyone says, including you as an ex-colleague and others used to probably ridicule the idea, but we do have the financial capacity with our resources sector, agriculture, tourism and whatnot. And you know what? There's more noise out there, Scott. You've got to give this, at least concede this, there's more noise out there because more and more people, no matter who they vote for, and they did start voting today, as you know, are on the warpath because the basics just aren't there. You can't have a baby in Bowen. You can't have renal dialysis across the pine. And our Bruce Highway, I'm sorry to say it to you as an ex-minister for transport, but more cracks than the San Andreas Fault in San Francisco.
Now, well, all right, the argument here has been talked about, as one of our callers said before, this is not a new idea. Three states he talked about. But
no one
has ever put this forward and had it succeeded. And there's no indication that in the end, when I've seen polling about this, when you do poll the whole of Queensland, no one wants to split the state.
Well, funny that, Scott, because all of a sudden you think, hang on, where's the money coming from to pay for our nurses, doctors and hospitals and police cars and whatever else? Because the Bowen Basin and the Northwest Minerals Province and in the decades to come, the Galilee will all be powering up the southeast corner. And people aren't silly, you know, people are now more in tune with what's going on out there and where the riches are going. And I've got no doubt that no matter, as I say, Scott, no matter who people vote for, there's more noise out there. The further north you go, the more disenfranchised people feel, particularly towards the major parties. And look, this argument, it goes back to when my great-great-grandfather, I think, came to Mackay literally in 1865 to be the town's first policeman. I'm well aware of the old colonial history with the idea of CQ and North Queensland. But now, more than ever before, there is, I suspect, having been, you know, in the north a lot of my career, but also interstate, I haven't seen as much noise as this in my time in the media in North Queensland. There's a lot of people out there, as I say, cranky. And we're saying that if I'm successful in Whitsunday and we do secure the balance of power, we want a referendum in 2022 to put it to the people. And Scott, I'll sum up by saying this, not just all Queenslanders, but only to the people in North, Far North and Central Queensland, no different to what Premier Askin did in New South Wales in 1967, when the people of Northern New South Wales voted to basically set a new state up called New England.
All right, then, Jason Costigan, thanks for joining us on 4BC Drive this afternoon. What do you think about what Jason's saying there? Split the state? I'm not in favour of it. It's been talked about before. Jason's arguing all the money's up north. I'd actually agree with that. I think there's a lot of money down south in terms of land taxes, payroll. A lot of money comes into the state from southeast Queensland. But what do you think about that? Would you like to see the state split in two? Let me know what you think. 131 873.